I'm Dan Klefstad. Monday was the last day for most Illinois candidates to file paperwork to run in the March primary. Brian Mackey visited the State Board of Elections in Springfield and filed this report.
In order to get on the ballot in Illinois, it requires anywhere from hundreds to thousands of signatures, depending on the office. And there can be obstacles beyond convincing strangers to sign a piece of paper endorsing your candidacy. Steve Dimitro is running for judge in Cook County. He says on Sunday, a friend sent him a text with some bad news.
You're not going to believe this. You can't make this stuff up. His dog ate the petitions.
And you believe your friend?
Well, he showed me pictures.
Fortunately for Dimitro's candidacy, they were able to recover some of the papers.
We're going to submit about 3 pages of our petitions will be from Rover.
Dimitro is one of hundreds of candidates seeking offices across Illinois, from Congress to the General Assembly. I'm Brian Mackey.
The University of Illinois Flash Index rose slightly in November to 105.4. That's an increase of a tenth of a point from the previous month and from a year ago. Any number above 100 reflects a growing economy, and the Flash Index has been above 105 for more than a year. But it was even higher 4 and 5 years ago. Economist Fred Gertz compiles the index. He says that's a reflection of the nation's economy.
The rate of growth of the economy now is steady, but not all that strong, about 2%. That's really pretty good after 10 years of expansion. So I think it's more not the Illinois economy, but just the U.S. economy as a whole is moving forward, but at a fairly slow pace at this point.
Gertz says the nation's economy has slowed down, but it's well above the rest of the world. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul joined a coalition of 23 attorneys general filing an amicus brief in support of transgender rights. A former student at Gloucester High School in Virginia sued the local school board in 2015 for discrimination that banned him from using the common male restrooms at his high school. Raoul said transgender teens face many challenges at a vulnerable time in their lives, and they should not experience discrimination at school. Raoul and the coalition argued transgender individuals have the right to live with dignity, be free from discrimination, and have equal access to education, employment, housing, public accommodations, and other necessities of life. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A new publication, which bills itself as a leading resource for information on higher education, says SIU Carbondale is a hidden gem. College Gazette places SIUC at number 8 in its 10 best hidden gem public universities in the U.S. It calls the Carbondale campus progressive towards students with a variety of learning backgrounds. It also highlights Project Achieve, the first program nationwide providing support for college students with specific learning disabilities. It was founded in 1978. College Gazette also highlights HackSI, a technology and innovation conference demonstrating SIUC student accomplishments for the greater Illinois community. The article also highlights SIUC's College of Agricultural Sciences as a top 50 program. You can get more information via our website, wsiunews.org. Illinois environmental officials have been working with farmers recently to cut back on polluted runoff in the Mississippi River Basin. Jerome McDonald has more.
A new state report says an education effort aimed at Illinois farmers has paid off. Paul Botts is from the Wetlands Initiative and says farmers are accepting their role in reducing pollution.
One thing you will no longer see is any denial of the responsibility. And that's a change.
Bott says more farmers are planting cover crops to stop runoff, using less fertilizer, and even getting comfortable with the idea of making wetlands in their farm fields. The new report from the Illinois EPA and the Department of Agriculture also says investment in wastewater treatment brought dramatic reductions in phosphorus pollution in urban areas.
That's WBEZ's Jerome McDonald reporting. I'm Jennifer Fuller.